Hey everybody, welcome to the Wake Up Podcast. This is the best podcast in the history of the world for a number of reasons. But number one reason is this is a high IQ podcast. This is meant for individuals who can analyze what is happening in the world and the various facts and things that we've outlined for people. So if you are a high IQ individual, welcome. So go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is my personal website. It's all done up for you so you can understand exactly what is going on. Because you know why? It's complicated. This is why you have to analyze all the events that are happening, understand this, understand that, and you can kind of get to a full picture of what is happening. There is a hidden war that is going on. Yes, the Matrix revealed. Remember in the Matrix movie where the guy took the pill and then he was like, what really happened? What's really going on in this world? You were born into a war. What is happening is not a debate between two classes or two ideologies. It is an actual war that is manifesting itself. It's a civilization war that has started since the beginning of time. Okay, it's a battle between good and evil. The entire world is evil, okay? But throughout world history, human progress or battles that have happened because two sides have come together, had a war, and this has led to human progress, which is mean now we can have a website, you can have a podcast, you can discuss the events unfolding when before, like 500 or 600 years ago, maybe you lived underneath a king, or maybe 1500 years ago, you were a slave and you were basically would be killed if you had any kind of opinion. Our society is advancing. Now, let's go back to kind of what is happening once again. So we detailed on this podcast that a global establishment is working with the enemies of the United States of America in an all-out war against the Western world. And you may, well, this is crazy. How do you know this? Well, America is almost at a war with itself. You can see what's happening. And the events that are unfolding today with Trump and obviously what's happening in Canada and what's happening in Russia and what's happening in China all play around to this. That is the Western world and its historical roots, which go all the way through the United States of America, back to Britain and back all the way to the time of the Roman Empire. All this is all traceable to Christian values, Christian nations, Judaism, and stuff like that. So there has always been a war against this society from the beginning of time almost, and it's gone all the way back to where we are today. The United States of America is at war with a covert communist conspiracy that seeks to destroy it. It's all about move and then counter move and then counter move and another counter move, and you can see what is happening. Case in point, Trump's first presidency. Trump was very moderate, it seems like now. Okay. Trump seemed very mild in his first presidency. Oh my goodness, the news is fake. Look at how they're treating me. Now look what is happening. Well, after a biological weapon on COVID, after Canada and all these five-eyed intelligence nations were all involved in a coup d'etat against a sitting president of the United States of America, all of a sudden we have, oh my goodness, I need Greenland. I need the Panama Canal. Why is this happening? Oh my goodness. Well, for one, in Canada, we're a very, very communist nation. Okay, we're a horrible communist nation that's vastly asleep, and we cannot understand why on earth a president is doing this to us. Well, it's because our nation and the government it works for is involved in mass treason against the United States of America. You know, when Ronald Reagan said, hey, wait a second, we don't want to have taxes or tariffs on Mexico and Canada, that it was a bad thing, he was referring to a time when Canada used to be not a communist nation. We used to have Western values, and now we don't. Right? Case in point, look at all the things that is happening. The government has been involved in funding. Let me just start. There's a whole list here. Chinese spies in the Winnipeg lab, funding. I guess there's spies or soldiers that are being trained on Canadian soil to fight in our climates. They've been training Chinese soldiers to fly our airplanes. What else are they involved in? The Five Eyes intelligence gathering was all involved in this coup d'etat. Why do you think this is happening? This is happening for a reason. There is a war. Now, let's go all the way back. So everyone is starting to figure out a bunch of things right now. Number one, the method of control. The method of control of the enemy on us is through the media complex. The media complex and a bunch of money, specifically George Soros and his foundations, which goes all the way back to the collapse of the Iron Curtain, which is faked. Now, you can just see it with the news that came out that they were funding Hamas and they were funding all this stuff, the Palestinian movement, right from October 7th. You can't even make this up. So all this money through George Soros' organizations and USAID are all going to our enemies. It's all being money laundered in a giant war propaganda war against us. Not only that, this propaganda war goes to a military war. It goes to a military war where they are financing Iran. They're helping Iran achieve nuclear weapons or get nuclear weapons, and it's all going to come out. And what makes you think if they're financing our enemies and they're, you know, helping them with their nuclear weapons and giving them all this technology, what makes you think that our government didn't put one of their assets in our White House or in the White House? Well, the events unfolding today are literally because of that. The population here in Canada and the Western world, they still cannot figure out why this is happening. Why on earth? Let me scratch my head for a second. Why is Trump doing this? Well, it's all about move and counter move. So what do Russia and China have up their sleeves for Trump's second presidency? Well, we went through COVID. We went through a biological weapon from a lab, literally to stop a sitting president. What is going to happen on the second presidency? And you can almost see that Trump's presidency is the vengeance presidency. Trump is just coming back with a firefight. Now, let's go back and think about this some more. So if we had a foreign asset in our White House and he was engineering a power structure changing war, and the globalists were propagating all this falsehood on us to collapse us so that there would be this giant takeover of this Western world, what were they seeking to do? Well, they're seeking to establish basically a government that doesn't step down. They're seeking the eradication of Western nations, including Israel, including Taiwan, including other nations in Europe. And what else would they be seeking? They'd be seeking the death and control of a population that would kind of go against them. And now all of this seems right heavy right now. And people are like, wow, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they do that? But it's already coming to pass. You can see it. So if they're going to change the definition of the Semitic people, if they're going to attack Israel, if they're going to attack all these nations, why on earth would they be funding them? Well, they're funding them specifically the enemies, like I told you, to achieve this. It's a wonderful time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, as we see all this unfold. Look at all the stuff that is coming out in the news. I'm going through my phone right now and I can explain it to you. And this is kind of what set me off today. People saying Canada needs to develop nuclear weapons to hold back the United States of America from being annexed. Why do you think this is all happening, ladies and gentlemen? And we live literally in a society that cannot figure out anything that is happening right now or any semblance of truth. Our government is involved in treason, ladies and gentlemen. They're involved in mass treason against the Western world so they can collapse you and control you and eventually kill you. They can kill off the population that disagrees with them. They're just not at that stage yet because they haven't grabbed control yet. But when they do grab control, and if they are successful in doing so, what do you think is going to happen to you? Right? If they have no nation, America, in their way to stop them, what do you think would happen? What do you think if the United States of America was like Canada and feeble like us? Because we are feeble, full of feeble people who cannot fight against this communist movement. They don't even understand the people who are asleep. What do you think would happen to the rest of the world? I'll tell you right now, it'd be gonzo. Right? You know Taiwan that's sitting right now? Taiwan has lived under this kind of oppression from China for the last 30 or 40 years, okay? So what do you think would happen if America just turned into Canada? I tell you what would happen. China would be gone. You know what happened to Japan? Japan would be gone as well. What would happen to, the insider's just looking at me, gone. He's labeling it, gone. Finland, Norway, gone, right? Let's put two and two together, ladies and gentlemen. Let's use our brains. We all can be high IQ individuals. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Love you all.